Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How many of you are happy to be here this morning? Let me see them. If you are happy and you know, say amen.
Amen.
If you are happy and you know, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. I am really happy to be here this morning. And if I be honest to you, I am nervous. I am quite nervous because I haven't been in Jamaica for almost 2 years. And I don't know, I feel nervous. But I want to ask the church permission to change the sermon for the simple reason that this sermon, I wrote it when I was leaving Jamaica. And I don't want kind of sadness come to me, so if you give me permission, we change the topic, poison in the pot, for what changed the heart of Zacchaeus. This poison in the pot is about an impossible situation in your life. When you face your next impossible situation, our God is all powerful. But I want to change it still because I don't want to preach. After I give the sermon, I remember many things and I say, I don't want to preach these sermons. So I invite you to open the Bible in chapter 19 of St. Luke. What did I say? St. Luke chapter 19. From verse 1 to 10. And before I preach, I want to take a picture with my best friend Ryan Simpson. He's my best friend. We spent college together and we graduated together. And we have been going through so much hard time together that we stick together, you know? He write me all the time and he say he miss me, which is a lie. But when you miss somebody, you go where that somebody is. Right, George? He's my brother. He shy away, he say I'm giving him trouble, you know. But I love him, he's my best friend. Yeah, happy noise, he say. I didn't think. It doesn't have video, you know. It's just the camera. Let me give you a story about Ryan Simpson. Ryan Simpson always dreamt while we were students to do a crusade together with me. And the time came when this really happened. And he regretted all his life. Because we happened to sleep in the same room. And I woke up every day 5:30 to study and to pray. But he woke up about 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I woke up 5:30, I go to his bed. Ryan, say, what? Say, how come you can't sleep and I can't sleep? Say, I don't know, go to sleep. And every day I will bother him. Explain to me how you can't sleep and I can't sleep. Man, one day he got a big guava stick. He put it below his pillow. And he said to me, tomorrow in the morning, go and ask me the question, please. And the next morning, I look at the guava stick, and I didn't bother to ask him no question. And when he saw me coming near to the bed, he said, are you going to ask me the question? I said, oh, you like it. You like it. But God is good. And we have such a good time together that we will never forget it. A man went into a convenience store to buy something for a dollar. And he saw a small plate in the floor. And when he saw the plate, he looked keenly at the plate and he realized that the plate was about 600 years old and it cost more than what that woman had in the store. It cost even more than the store itself. And the man said, I want that plate. But he said, if I ask for the plate, the woman may realize the importance of the plate and don't sell me the plate. So the man saw a little cat running in the store and he said to the woman, lady, I want to buy that cat. And the woman said, why you want to buy this common cat? There is a store about 5 feet from my store that they sell a special cat. And the man said, no, the problem is that I promised my son for his birthday to give a cat just like that one. Could you sell me the cat? The woman said, I don't really want to sell the cat. He said, I give you 200 US for the cat. The woman said, you will pay that much money for this cat? Yes, I need it. The woman said, okay, take the cat. She took the money, she put the money. And then the man said, but you know, I will need a plate to give to eat to the cat. And I will give you an extra $50 for the plate because I want to give the cat food in the plate. And the woman said, no. You pay only for the cat. That plate you see in the floor cost me more than anything I have in the store. It cost more than even the store itself. It's about 600 years old. And the woman said to the man, by the way, since I put that plate in the floor, I sold 27 cat. The man thought that he was taking advantage of the woman. But was the woman the one who was taking advantage of everybody? Have you ever feel or got the impression that you will get away with God? Have you ever got the idea that you will have your way with God? And when you do whatever you do, you realize long time that God knew everything before the things you were doing finish. I invite you to read from the book of Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was what? Rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was short of a stature. So he ran ahead into a sycamore tree, and then the Bible tells me to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus. And he said, Zacchaeus, come down, because today is necessary for me to abide in your house, to be a guest in your house. So he made haste and came down and received him. How? But when they saw Jesus going into Zacchaeus' house, they began to complain. Jesus went into a person that is a sinner. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to your house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to what? What she was? The Son of Man came to seek and to what? What which was? Do you feel lost? How many of you feel lost? Let me see the hands. Amen, amen. He came for you. How many of you feel safe? They didn't come for you. So how many of you feel safe? Let me see the hands. Now nobody wants to be safe. But everybody wants Jesus to come for them, right? The Bible said that Zacchaeus, he wanted to see Jesus, but in my heart ring the question, what made Zacchaeus to want to see Jesus? What motivated Zacchaeus to long to see Jesus? What made Zacchaeus to want to see Jesus? What motivated you to come to the church? What motivated you to walk with Jesus? What is the motivational force that drives you to see Jesus? And the Bible says that Zacchaeus was what? He was rich. Was what? He had plenty of money. But you know, I am very happy that salvation is something that money can buy. If money could buy salvation, Brother Foster will live and I will die. You have money. He have money. But you see, salvation is something, Brother Foster. Brother Foster, I'm talking to you. Why you laugh? Because you have money. Okay, salvation is something that money can buy. I invite you for about 20 minutes to use your imagination and come with me to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus' dwelling place. I invite you to use your imagination and come with me to where Zacchaeus lives, how Zacchaeus relates to people, how Zacchaeus deals with his everyday life business. Let us pray. Almighty God, I ask you to give us the Holy Spirit, because we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come with me to Zacchaeus' city, Jericho. Let's go to Zacchaeus' house as a guest. And Zacchaeus woke up in the morning and Zacchaeus said to you and me, you know what? In my agenda, there are few people who owe the government money. They're supposed to pay their taxes and they don't pay their taxes. So let's go to their houses. And you go with Zacchaeus, let's go to deal with them. And Zacchaeus go to those people's houses. And the first house Zacchaeus see is a hut. It's a house that had not been well taken care of. It's a house that the grass is big. The person seemed to be careless about the house. The house doesn't have a good door. It have a sink as a door. And Zacchaeus kicked the door and the door wide open. And Zacchaeus say, where is the man in the house? And a man touching the wall of the house, those wood wall he was touching, he say, I am the man in the house. Zacchaeus by the time look realized that the man was blind. And he say, you are the man in the house? Yes, I am the man in the house. Zacchaeus say, you owe money to the government. How are you going to pay? And the man says, Zacchaeus, have mercy on me because I don't receive any help from the government. The government doesn't give me any help. I am blind, and the blind people have no lucky in this place of Jamaica. They don't receive no help. They don't receive no attention. They have to survive on their own. Have mercy on me, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus say, wait. Mercy? That's a word that I don't know. If I have mercy on you, they won't pay me back the money I need to take care of my family. But you know, I will be kind. I feel to be good today, you know? I feel like I am going to do something good for people. Guess what? I'm going to give you 30-day ultimatum chance. So if you don't pay in 30 days, you won't only be blind, you will be homeless. Because I want to sell this hut, this piece of land, for whatever money they give me, and I'm going to use that money. So you better get going right now and give me the money to pay the taxes. If you read the chapter, before Zacchaeus went to see Jesus, you will realize that a blind man saw Jesus before. Zacchaeus leave the house and he said, you know what? There is another person who lives 2 blocks from here. Let's deal with her. And Zacchaeus go to the woman, and the woman looked to be old. She was about 35 years old, but she looked like a 80 year old. And she came, she seemed to be sick, and she said, Zacchaeus, I know you come for the tax, but I don't have no money. Zacchaeus said, that's not my problem. The woman said, Zacchaeus, I don't receive any help. I don't have any Medicare. All my money is gone. I used to be wealth, but I don't have no money any longer. Zacchaeus, guess what? I am having such a hard time in my life. I spend everything in doctor and things go worse. I have an issue of blood. It's almost 38 years. And then Zacchaeus say, you know what? I am coming for the blind man who lives 2 blocks from you. I'll give you also 30 days grace period. The woman says, thank you, Zacchaeus. You have been kind to me. You have been condescending to me. And you know what, Zacchaeus? I will do my best to get the money because, to be honest to you, I am not spending any dime cent anymore in doctor. All hope is gone. I don't trust doctor anymore. They healed me for a while so that I could get worse and get my money. The system is set that you work hard. You work hard and the doctor get your money. You get sick and in one day you spend all what you work in 2 years. So Zacchaeus is vexed. He is upset because, you know, he didn't make much money that day. So he said to you, you know what? Let's go to another place. It's about 4 blocks from here. And let's walk because we are running out of time. And then he went and he looked into the place and he came to the backyard so that the person could run away. And he went to the backyard and he saw a man naked, tied up in the grave. And he was kind of shouting and crying and hurting himself. And Zacchaeus saw a woman looking lost into that man. And Zacchaeus said, lady. And the woman looked at Zacchaeus and she said, what? She said, I'm coming to collect the tax. And the woman, it seemed that she didn't understand. And she said, you see that man over there, Zacchaeus? He's a good man. He's a man that loves his family, loves his children. And look what Satan made out of him. Satan is after you, my friends, my brother, my sister. Satan wants to make something bad out of you. He hates family. He hates children. He hates love. He hates anything that is good. And then Zacchaeus say, lady, I don't have to do with that business. I don't deal with mad people. I want the money. Where is the money? I don't have it, Zacchaeus. Nobody can control that man. He break the chain. He throw everybody. He hurt people. He hurt himself. Can you imagine somebody hurting himself? Can you see yourself in the church and hurting yourself? And then Zacchaeus said, lady, you know what? 30 days, I am leaving. In 30 days, I will come with every soldier I could come and I will sell everything and you will have to pay. So you better do something quickly. And Zacchaeus leave and Zacchaeus go to the final house he has in his agenda. And when he get there, he couldn't even talk because there was people crying, the woman was crying, she was dressing in black, everybody were dressing in black, and there was a little boy in a casket. She was going to the cemetery to pay for the burial of his little boy. And Zacchaeus say, woman, you always pay on time. I am coming in 30 days period. I'm sorry about your little son, but I can't deal with it. I have to go. I cannot be condescending because it's the government money. Zacchaeus leave, begs, upset. I didn't make any money. Have you ever been a week that you don't make no money and you bet? Have mercy. And you bet badly? You get bad to your wife? Bad to everybody? Your child says, "Daddy, give me 20. Where, boy? After 30 days, Zaccheo woke up. He makes some phone call, just in case. And Zaccheo said to you, "My friend, let's go back to deal with these people." Now Zaccheo walked the street of Jericho, you know, like a rich person. Have you ever seen how Brother Foster walked? Listen, I don't have anything against Brother Foster, you hear me? He's my friend. Let me give you a hug, Brother Foster, because they see me and you in a while, you know. Let me give you a hug, come on, because they see me and you in a while. I love you, my brother, you know. And Zaccheo walk, you know, and people see Zaccheo on the street and people back away because he have an attitude that rich people usually have, that when they walk, people have to kind of kiss up to them. And then Zaccheo look into the house and he see a house remodeled like Andrew's church. When I was here, Andrew's wasn't like this. So a young, in this case like Zaccheo, when he saw the house, he saw windows. He saw AC. He saw the grass well cut. And Zaccheo said to you, "Is that the house that we came 30 days ago?" You say, "Well, this was the only house here in this neighborhood, so it must be this one. You sure it's that one?" "Yes, I remember, because I took as a reference point this sign, stop. Is this house?" Wow. So he knocked at the door, and somebody opened, and with a piercing eyes, asked Zaccheo, "What do you want?" Say, "Where is the man in the house?" The man said, "It's me, I am." The girl said, no. "Did you buy this place from the blind man?" "No, I am the blind man." "No, how come you see? I can see you seeing me. The person was walking, or you were pretending to be blind to fool me." "Zaccheo, do you have a few minutes?" "Yes, I do." "Okay, you remember that day when you came and you rushed me up to get the money? I left right away. But that day when I left right away, I was walking, I was begging on the street, and I hear some noise and some people crying and shouting, and they say, 'What is that?' And they say, 'It's Jesus. That's Jesus of Nazareth.' And then when I heard that was Jesus, I cried with the strength of my lung, 'Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.'" And you know, Zaccheo, the people in the church, Elder Morris, he came strong to me and said, "Be quiet." Elder Jump came to say, "This is not the way you worship or you call Jesus. So be quiet. Don't bother anymore to the master." But you see, when you are in an impossible situation, my brother, you don't have time to be cute. When you see this is your last chance, brother, you got no time to compromise. So at that moment, when they came strong to me, I look at them and I say, "Wait, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And you know what? Jesus did have mercy on me. And he opened my eyes. And now I see. Amazing grace, who saved a wretch like me. I was once, but now I was lost, but now I'm found. You know, Zaccheo, since that day my life changed completely. My way to deal with people was different. My attitude was different. My heart was different. Because Jesus came not only into my heart and healed my blind eyes, he changed everything about me. Zacchaeus, if you see Jesus, you will never be the same again. Zacchaeus, here is the money I owe you. Zacchaeus said, you know what? We have been bad to you. You don't owe me any money. We owe you money. We should have helped you. And we didn't. We extortion, we steal money from you. Here is four times what you owe. I am paying you four times what you think you owe. And if we owe you anything, just make a phone call. Here is my business card. The blind said, you sure you want to do this? I just realized that it's not money what really make a difference. So thank you, sir, and I'm really sorry for all the struggle that we put you through. All right, Zacchaeus, God bless you. And you know what? Try. Do your best to see Jesus. Say, I will do my best. Certainly, I need Jesus too. There are things, maybe I am not blind, but maybe there are other stuff in my life that need to be transformed, that need to be changed. I need to see Jesus. Zacchaeus said, let's go to the next house, brother. Boy, my heart is different today. It's not heavy as it used to be. My burden is a little bit lighter. But let's go anyway to the next house. And Zacchaeus go to the next house. And the woman, a young pretty lady, came out. And she was a brownie. Because in Jamaica they have the idea that brownie is associated with prettiness. Does it mean or not? And she came and she, Zacchaeus, look at her and said, wow, what a pretty young lady. Ma'am, where is your mother? She said, my mother? I don't have a mother. I am the owner of the house. No, there was an old lady. She had a wrinkled face. And she had an issue of blood, according to her. So, Zacchaeus, that person is me. What? Yes, it's me. I mean, it's you. You know, I was in my house when I hear a blind man running on the street. I am healed. Jesus, the Son of David, changed my life. And I hear him crying and crying all the street like crazy and say, what? A Jesus make a difference? I'm going to see Jesus. If he was able to heal the blind man, certainly he had power to heal me too. So I left my house. I walked. And I saw him, but there was a big multitude. And I know that if I come closer, they will stone me because I am unclean. So I decided to go back home. Because the multitude was a problem for me to get close to him. But you know what? I saw that Jesus was walking that way. And I walked this way and he looked to me. That he changed his way. He changed his direction just to be close to where I was. You see, when you have a problem, my friend, Jesus will change his direction to come to you. Is anybody having a problem right now? Financial problem, school problem, rent problem? Just go for Jesus. He will change his direction to make a difference in your life. And then when he changed his direction, I saw him just enough to touch the hem of his garment. He didn't want more. He knew that will be just enough to crawl in the floor and touch the hem of his garment. And from the moment, Zacchaeus, that I touched the hem of his garment, the flu or the issue of blood stopped right at that moment. And my blood began to flow like the blood of a little baby. Everything was renewed in my life, Zacchaeus. And you know what? He happened to ask the question. He happened to ask the question, who touched me? And you know, the people again in the church, I don't understand, Zacchaeus, why people go to church if they don't have an encounter with Jesus. Because the same people in the church began to say, Master, Lord, something is wrong with you today. There are so much people, you know, pushing against you, and you ask the question, who touched me? And Jesus said, oh no, brother, you don't understand. You see, there is what we call in heaven a miracle healing working process. That miracle healing working process has some kind of blessing for everyday life. And one of them is gone today. So somebody has been blessed today. So somebody touched me and has been changed, has been healed, has been transformed today. And then the woman stood up and said, excuse me, I did touch you. I wish if I have a time to talk about the next guy who was there, who wanted to teach Jesus how to do miracle. There was a brother Foster there, a rich man, who said to Jesus, come to my house, my daughter is sick. Put your hands on my daughter and she will be sick. Let me explain to you how miracle works, Jesus. You put your hands. You don't know how to do miracle. I know how miracle work out. So you put your hands on my daughter and she will be healed. It looks to me that he didn't hear the woman, that by only touching the hem of his garment, she was what? So he wanted to teach Jesus how to do miracle. And Jesus looked at him and said, all right, my boy, take your time, see? And Jesus left the woman different from the way she came to him. And she says, Zacchaeus, you know what? If you see Jesus, the only thing you need to do is to what? To see Jesus. You will never be the same again. Wow, Zacchaeus, this is too good to be true. The woman says, Zacchaeus, here is the money. Zacchaeus says, no, no, lady, thank you. I can't take the money. I'm supposed to give you money. Because all those money that the doctor took from you, they're supposed to pay taxes and we're supposed to deduct and pay you back. We didn't pay you back. Here is a check with all the money we owe you. Here it is. Zacchaeus, are you sure you want to do that? Yes, I just don't care if I lose my job. I just want to be in peace with God and to find Jesus in my heart. He walked away and he said, let's go to the woman that had the madman. And Zacchaeus walked to the backyard again, and a handsome young man received him. And Zacchaeus talked to you, between you and him, and he said, thank God that that woman left that crazy guy. She left Jimmy and came with this Carlos. Because she would keep Jimmy, she would be broke. But she left him, and she got this new young man. And the lady came out, happily smiling. You see, because Jesus always put a smile in your face, in your heart. And she came smiling, Zacchaeus, I knew you will come. And then she said, woman, I congratulate you. For what? Thank God you leave that madman, you know. And you got this handsome young man, strong, he can work and bring some money. The woman said, no, Zacchaeus, I'm sorry, but that's the madman that was out there. Zacchaeus said, what? Yes. I want to apologize with you, the woman said. I told you that nobody could hold him. Nobody could control him. I was wrong. There is a man called Jesus, Zacchaeus. You see, Zacchaeus, that man called Jesus, he had the whole world in his hands. This man called Jesus can make a difference in your life. He took my husband. I saw that my husband's name was Jimmy. But when Jesus met him, he asked my husband, what is your name? And I thought my husband would say, my name is Jimmy, but he said, my name is Legion. And Zacchaeus, Jesus gave an imperative command, I command you to leave him alone. And from that moment, Zacchaeus, I was coming from the supermarket and I saw my husband in his suit, tie, sitting at the foot of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful, my friends? Zacchaeus said, wow, this is too good to be true, my brother. We need to see this man called Jesus. I need to see Jesus. I don't know, but I need to see him. Say, woman, that's okay, don't pay me. That's all right. Have a good day. All what you told me today is enough. It's better than any money I could collect in my life. So, I am so grateful for today. Today has been a different day in my life. And Zacchaeus look at you and he say, brother, let's go to see the woman, but I hope the woman don't tell me that the son come back from the grave. So, please, that's something that will be enough. I hope she won't tell me that the son is back from the grave. And Zacchaeus get into the woman's house and a little boy receive him. And the little boy says, Zacchaeus. And he said, how you know me? He said, because my mommy say that a short man never come late to get his pay. Must be you, no? Are you Zacchaeus? Yes. You say, did you say your mom? Yes. Did you say your mom? Did she adopt you? No. How come? And then the woman came by and Zacchaeus said, okay, I'm sorry. How you doing, lady? I am doing fine, Zacchaeus. Here is the money. And then he said, you know what? I want to congratulate you because, you see, loneliness is something that people don't want. And as soon as you lost your only son, you decide to adopt one. Say, Zacchaeus, what did you say? No, that you decide to adopt this little boy. No, no, Zacchaeus. I didn't adopt any little boy. Zacchaeus, don't tell me. He said, don't tell me, let me tell you. You will tell me that Jesus brought him back from the grave. Yeah, exactly that. No. Explain to me. Oh, Zacchaeus, it's easy. You see, that day, we were walking with the procession of death to the graveyard. While the procession of death was going to bury my son, there was another procession coming by. And that was the procession of life. And when death and life face each other, life says, death, where is your victory? And he came and he arrested death. And he set the captive free. Zacchaeus said, wow, this man Jesus, certainly, he ought to be what he say he is. I want to see Jesus. And he make it so low that the woman hear that he wanted to see Jesus. And the woman said, you know what? He will pass today through Jericho. Say, really? Yes. Here is the money. No, I don't want no money. And you know, where are you going? I'm going to Jericho. And he run to the city of Jericho. Because, you see, God will meet anybody who want to see him badly. To the casual viewer, he may not show up himself. But to this one who want to see Jesus badly, certainly God will change even his way to meet that person. And Zacchaeus run, and he couldn't see him because Zacchaeus said in his heart, if the blind man, Jesus used saliva and heal him. If the crazy man, Jesus said, I command thee, come out of him. And he was healed. If the woman by only touching the hem of his garment, she got well. By beholding, we become change. I only need to see Jesus. My question for you today is, do you want to see Jesus? How badly do you want to see Jesus? It's 9:30, so I must finish. Who will be the first one? Who want to come right here and say, you know what? I don't have a time to be cute. I don't have a time to pretend that everything is okay in my life. I don't have a time to put this farce that I put every day and try to impress people when my life is a defeated Christian life. Maybe my life is not so defeated, but I am not what God wants me to be. And I need to see Jesus. Who will be the first one?
In other words, we are not walking right. We are not talking right.